This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Just 5 days after a devastating fire completely destroyed the Kingdon Timber Mart in Harcourt, the owners are vowing to rebuild what has been a staple in the community for decades. Canoe FM spoke with Kevin Dyke, one of three owners of the Kingdon Timber Mart. Dyke said despite the shock and sadness of last Thursday evening's fire, they're already making plans to rebuild the main building lost in the blaze.
As tragic things go, as probably as good as things can get, because it was well contained, well managed. Overall, there was a loss of a building, but everything seemed to not become spiraling problems or anything like that, right?
Dyke, his father, and his brother-in-law run five Timber Mart locations, including the Harcourt store purchased in 2024, in Havelock, Gooderham, Lakefield, and Peterborough under the Kingdon name. They also run a truss manufacturing business. Although this is the first time Dyke has experienced this kind of loss, he says they will soon switch gears to make plans for the rebuild. Although he couldn't provide a dollar value for the destruction, Dyke said they will be setting up temporary offices on site to continue lumberyard sales. Many of the Harcourt employees have been transferred to the Gooderham location, and others are working from home. The Harcourt store employs about 9 employees through the winter months, and in the high season, another 6 workers join the ranks there.
We've got offices coming up at the end of the week here, portable offices, so that we can get sort of back up and running, because the building supply side of our businesses are fine, and we'll get those hooked up and we'll be able to operate a portion of our business. Then it becomes working through the process of what a rebuild looks like, and that's on the horizon for us. We've been already in contact with Timber Mart Corporate to get some advice from their planning division, and so already sort of figuring out what the next steps are so that we can build back. So that's the end goal there. What the timeline on that is, well, we're in the building industry, and so we know that those are slower than everybody would like always. What that may be, we'll take a look and see what those hurdles are to jump, because it's not a small building to be built.
Originally a planing mill, the building's origins are long-standing in the small community of Harcourt. As it evolved, it became a staple for both permanent residents and seasonal visitors. Dyke says the history of the place is one of the reasons they're so committed to building back.
It was built as a planing mill initially. So there was a offsite lumber mill, and then they would plane at the site. Then that grew into a lumber yard and building supply. And that was when it was Schwanten Lumber, and they were part of the home care group, which then became part of Timber Mart. So then since then it went to Highland Timber Mart, and then we bought it. It's been a timber mart for a long time, and it's been a lumberyard 50 plus years kind of thing. And I've gotten that sense since we purchased the facility, is that it's a close-knit community. And to a certain extent, if you're from that area and grown up in that area, you probably have some connection, whether or not somebody's worked there or that you know, or you work there or whatever it may be. And so it's a large part of the community in that sense. And I mean, the fact of the matter is that region in general is very closely connected to lumber and mills and that kind of stuff. So that's very near and dear to everyone's heart as far as a industry. You're probably pretty hard pressed to find somebody who's not somewhere somehow connected in the mill, the lumber industry in some aspect in that area. It was a classic lumberyard in the sense that it was growth over time, addition over time. You know, this is where we started out, this portion of the building. We did this addition, and then we did this addition, and so on and so forth. One of the fun components when we bought the building is we knew where some of the trusses came from because we built the trusses for them. So there's a connection there. I mean, the designer who designed those trusses for that flat roof addition still works for us today. And it has been a really good experience. I mean, the customers and the staff that are up there are excellent. And the community is really supportive. The sad part about it is that, to speak to sort of what my staff have been doing, is we were just putting on some of the last finishing touches to what we considered was going to be some improvements, whether it be product improvements or put in a new floor, put in more shelving, had done a really excellent job on a display area, and they were really proud of what they had done, and rightfully so.
Dyke says there's already been an outpouring of support from members of the community, customers, and suppliers to help in whatever way they can. He's touched by the kindness and the can-do attitude, and now says it's all about getting the site cleared, made safe, and then working with the municipality of Highlands East to get permits for construction of the new store.
whether it be our customers who have offered space for us to store stuff in workshops or something like that, or whether it be suppliers who have reached out and said, let us know how we can help. There's no shortage of goodwill out there and people wanting to see this thing succeed, whether it be the community itself. And that's a wonderful feeling, and it is good. Now it's the challenge there is how to direct that type of energy or those situations to be the most effective as possible. And so we truly appreciate the thoughts and the concerns and the excitement that could be around doing something or wanting us to keep doing something there. And so it's heartening. I've only been there for a year and a bit, and it had already grown on me as a facility. But I mean, part of that is like your building is really not the source of that. It's the people, right? So it's your staff, it's your customers that are coming in. It's the atmosphere that is created by the community there. So that I'm really confident will come back because we have some pretty dedicated individuals there that are excellent. And then we have a dedicated core of customers that I hope we'll be able to give the same experience to and maybe win them over with a new facility.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.